We debated the Sea Fisheries Amendment Bill in this House earlier this year, and the central premise of the government was that it was important to permit UK registered vessels to have access to Irish fisheries right onto the shoreline, to reinstate the voisinage agreement, the principle of it, ahead of Brexit, to build good relations with the British government. That was the central premise of the government's argument. Now, in recent weeks, we have the news breaking of the Scottish government stating that they will board Irish vessels and take them back to Scottish port and take them to courts, if need be, to defend what they call their 12-mile limit around Rockall. And we wondered, this isn't typical behaviour of the SNP government, normally led by Nicola Sturgeon. It's a prudent government. But now emerges a number of things. The 2013 bilateral agreement, an agreement signed by then Taoiseach Eamon Gilmore. In the cabinet at that time was the current Taoiseach and Taoiseach, and indeed the Taoiseach Simon Coveney was the Minister for Marine at that time. And that 2013 bilateral agreement recognises not just the British exclusive economic zone around Rockall, but a huge amount of waters around it also. They have drawn a line, a marine boundary, and signed a bilateral agreement. That agreement was never laid before these houses, never open to scrutiny of these houses. No fishery organisations were consulted about that agreement. So I am seeking legal clarification today as to the status of that agreement, how it impacts on the Scottish or British claim to Rockall and the fisheries around it, and indeed perhaps oil and gas reserves around it. But I also ask this question, that's the first issue, legal clarification, Minister, from you today about where that stands and why that agreement was signed. And secondly, why did you not make it clear to the Oireachtas members that you briefed and when you spoke in both houses that at the time that you were looking to reinstate all of that arrangement in terms of the Sea Fisheries Amendment Bill, why did you not make it clear that at that time the Scottish Government were corresponding with you, as I understand it, and threatening to board Irish vessels and asserting their authority over the 15-mile limit? Why did you not think it was necessary to make us aware of that at the time? And do you not think that would have impacted on the decision that was made in these houses? Certainly I can tell you, Minister, that the fishery organisations out there are very, very angry. Some of them will say they acted in good faith when they were briefed by you to support the legislation very reluctantly. And now they learn that this correspondence was there from the Scottish Government, that the British were reasserting their rights and trying to keep us out of what I would regard as our fisheries, and we were going to not only not stand up for our interests, but we were giving them more. It's extraordinary, and we need answers today.
Thank you very much, Senator. You'll be aware that the Taoiseach received a formal letter of notice from the Scottish Cabinet Secretary for External Affairs, Fiona Hislop, on the 31st of May, stating that Scotland would deploy vessels in the Rockall area to take enforcement action against Irish vessels found fishing within 12 miles of Rockall. Ireland's position is that there is no basis for excluding Irish fishing vessels from the waters around Rockall, as they are legitimately pursuing EU fishing opportunities and have done so unhindered for decades. We do not accept that there is any justification for enforcement action against Irish vessels fishing legitimately in these waters. The United Kingdom claims sovereignty over Rockall and a 12-mile territorial sea around it. The United Kingdom first made this claim of sovereignty to it in 1955 and sought to incorporate it as part of the United Kingdom in its domestic law by virtue of the Island of Rockall Act of 1972. The Irish Government has never sought to claim sovereignty over Rockall. Its position has been and remains that it does not accept the UK's claim to sovereignty over Rockall, which it regards as forming part of the UK's exclusive economic zone and accordingly part of European Union waters under the Common Fisheries Policy, to which the principle of equal access for the vessels of all EU member states applies. Irish vessels have operated unhindered in the Rockall zone for many decades, fishing haddock, squid and other species. I met as soon as possible with the Irish fishing sector to inform them of the letter from the Scottish authorities, but also confirmed that Ireland's position in relation to Rockall had not changed. The industry representatives explained that Ireland's main fisheries in the Rockall area are for haddock and squid, and boat fisheries are of substantial economic importance to our fishing fleet based in Greencastle, Killybegs, Castletown, Bear and other ports around the coast. I know that the industry was appreciative of that engagement, but was also extremely concerned at the possibility that unjustified enforcement action might be taken against them. The issue was not raised by me during the debates on the Sea Fisheries Amendment Bill earlier this year, as it was not relevant to that debate. And even if it had been, I do not believe that the position of Scotland on Rockall would have or should have influenced in any way our determination to re-establish the long-standing entitlements of Northern Irish fishermen under the Voisinage arrangement. This was the right thing to do in the interests of all the peoples on this island. We have built with Scotland a positive relationship to our mutual benefit over many years. I hope that we can use that close relationship to find a way to resolve these matters and to remove the unacceptable threat of enforcement action against Irish vessels. Dialogue is continuing between the Irish and Scottish governments, and there have been close contacts at official level which are ongoing. It has been agreed that a process of intensified engagement will take place, led by senior officials from both administrations. We are hopeful that on this basis the latest difficulties can be de-escalated.
To respond, go ahead.
Yeah. Minister, I bring to your attention Article 10.4 of the Constitution, which is very clear in terms of your responsibility and the government's responsibility to ensure that any alienation of minerals or waters is brought before these houses, that the houses of the people have their say in the matter. Now, in 2013, despite what you've said in your speech today, in 2013, this is it, this is the agreement put before Westminster, our government, in a bilateral agreement, co-signed this agreement, which recognises the exclusive economic zone of the United Kingdom, that includes Rockall and a huge amount of waters around it. 2013, Taoiseach and Tánaiste were in the cabinet, never laid before these houses. I put to you today that that is in contravention of Article 10.4 of the Constitution. And I'm asking you to, at the earliest opportunity, bring that agreement for debate or ratification before these houses. I say to you that I believe that this agreement is void until you do that. Until you do that. See, the words are there, and I listened to the words of yourself and Tánaiste Coveney, and I have to say, initially I thought they were strong words. I thought you were defending Ireland's interests. And I was puzzled as to why the Scottish Government were behaving in this way. But it turns out that we gave them the grounds to do it in 2013. And I find it extraordinary that we have agreed in the Sea Fisheries Amendment Bill, which I accept went through these houses democratically, that you didn't put before us the correspondence that was coming from the Scottish Government, where basically they were telling us they wanted us out of what I would regard as Irish, certainly Irish rights to fish there. I'm not so brazen as to claim faraway territories, but I'll say this here. We certainly must insist always on the rights to everything, the fishing resources or whatever resources are around that Rockall area, as a shared resource, as a shared resource. I look at the situation of Iceland, where Iceland are contesting this bilateral agreement to the UN, and they have a different perspective. Why are we not uniting with Iceland? Why are we not uniting with Denmark to ensure that that is a shared space? Because my fear is, whatever about the EU fishery policy, after Brexit, we've got a serious problem on our hands here. So, Minister, I ask you to reflect on all of this, to realise that the 2013 agreement needs to be brought back before these houses as soon as possible for debate and ratification by these houses democratically, or rejection indeed by these houses, hopefully. I'll certainly be strongly advocating rejection. So, Minister, you need to do that, and you need to give further explanation as to why this wasn't on the table when we were dealing with the Sea Fisheries Amendment Bill.
Thank you, Mr. a good bit of time extra, but I appreciate that it's a very sensitive matter, particularly for your area. And Minister, go ahead.
Thank you, Senator. I think a number of points are worth bearing in mind. The UK claims sovereignty on Rockall. We don't recognise that sovereignty. Neither have we claimed sovereignty on Rockall ourselves. The UN Convention on the Law of the Seas talks about the inability of a claim on sovereignty to establish an exclusive 12-mile zone around an uninhabitable island. We believe that our fishermen are pursuing legitimate opportunities in terms of fishing for quotas that have been allocated to them in that region under EU common fisheries policy legislation. The Senator seems to conflate issues around sovereignty around Rockall and EEZ. EEZ is an entirely different issue to the issue around of the exclusive zone. Rockall rests within the UK EEZ, and that issue has been negotiated. In fact, the agreement which you reference was the subject of protracted negotiations, in fact, and concluded much more favourably in terms of the final draft of that EEZ than what had been originally proposed. So I think there is a degree of misinformation and conflation of issues here. That issue has been the accepted boundary definitions of our EEZ and their EEZ. And that is an entirely different matter to an exclusion zone around Rockall and sovereignty. The bottom line here is in respect of sovereignty. We don't recognise UK sovereignty and believe we have been fishing there legitimately and continue to fish there legitimately. As to the issue of voisinage, there is no issue connecting these two matters. Voisinage was about extending to Northern Ireland boats the right to continue or to reinstate a right which they previously had to fish in our inshore waters, a right which we currently had when that legislation was being passed to fish in their inshore waters.